Yes, it is that time of the week again. It's Tuesday, Tech Talk Tuesday, to be in fact, with TNS Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth, blog.co.za, with the latest in tech and rather interesting news today. TNS, lovely to see you once again, my friend.
Thank you, too.
The Hadron Collider. I'm speaking big words. I have no idea what they mean, but I believe it is back online after being offline for a period of like 3 years.
That's correct. So the Large Hadron Collider is currently our biggest particle collider in the world, and we use it for some very in-depth physics experiments, which obviously none of us really understand. But effectively, it smashes atoms together at really, really high speeds, very close to the speed of light, by using extremely strong magnets to propel those atoms in different directions across this circle that is effectively 27 kilometers in diameter. So it's a massive machine, and they started building it back in the 90s. It was a very long process, obviously, but it was offline for about 3 years now because there was a major upgrades that they hope will help them actually detect much more theoretical particles that we haven't seen before. So obviously it's most famous for having discovered the Higgs boson, 9 or 10 years ago already, which was obviously this massive discovery, which is starting to pull the elements of physics together. You know, the discrepancy between the big and the large objects in the world, we don't really know how they, you know, how the physics and the maths work between the two, and the Higgs boson was a major one to start to explain that. But with these upgrades, they're hoping to discover a bunch of new things that are, again, only theoretical at the moment. That's what the math says, that's what the physics say, but we haven't actually observed it, and that's what's planned with these upgrades.
Okay, so the upgrades are really planned too. So in theory, we want to prove this theories now, and we can look forward to hopefully soon get some sort of a result out of the Hadron Collider.
We hope so, yes. Yeah. So the most important one that they're trying to detect is dark matter and dark energy. Now, this is just theoretical at the moment, but it's the only thing that we can think of that makes sense with how quickly the universe is expanding and the expansion is accelerating. So that we know there's this force or a whole bunch of matter that's with gravity pushing everything apart a lot quicker, and they're hoping to discover that. And then actually we've got a news that the Large Hadron Collider is going to become a lot bigger. They're starting to build a new one that's 100 kilometers in diameter, and that will go online by the year 2038 to 2039, they hope. And obviously, this upgrade that they just did on the current one is going to kind of pull us through to that period when the new one, the massive one, is complete. But it's super exciting to see what's coming out of physics these days, and hopefully we can make some massive steps forward.
Massive steps forward indeed. Yanis, I know that you can have your finger on the pulse of what is happening there, so we will check in with you on that again. Thank you very much for joining us. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM.